This Saturday afternoon, Michigan is going to renew its rivalry with Ohio State at the Big House. Many consider it to be the best rivalry in all of sport. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. The rivalry between the two schools extends well beyond the football field and athletics. The marching bands are ultra-competitive. The two schools are home to two of the great medical institutions anywhere in the country. Every year, these schools have a competitive blood drive, and there is so much more, and that includes student journalism. The Michigan Daily, as we know around here, is considered one of the best student newspapers in the country. But the Lantern at Ohio State, it is too. And this year we're seeing a first. These two institutions, as of today, have for the first time put out a joint publication to honor and celebrate Rivalry Week, and more importantly, raise awareness about the importance of student journalism. I have with me today a representative from each of these papers. Max Markovich is co-managing sports editor at the Michigan Daily, and he's with us in studio. Max, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us, David.
And Griffin Strom is the sports editor for The Lantern at Ohio State and joins us by phone. And how are you doing, Griffin?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the genesis of this joint publication. Max, how did the idea come about?
That's a great question. I mean, it first started with North Carolina and Duke, actually, last year. They did a joint...
I assume in basketball.
In basketball, right? Yeah. Not football for them. And they created this product, raised a lot of money on a GoFundMe, and sort of put the idea, and I think a lot of student publications had of, this is something that can help, you know, raise awareness and also create, you know, a great product right before the game.
So, Griffin, if I understand correctly, this is a project that all of you have been working on since this summer. During that period of time, up to today, a whole lot of work has gone into it, both independently and collaboratively. Are you satisfied with the result?
Yes, I am. I think it's really become kind of a labor of love at this point, and especially intensive work has gone on in the last, like, week or so. But, yeah, it's definitely been a great opportunity to kind of... do some different stories that we might not be able to do normally.
And what story stands out to you as part of the Lantern portion of the publication?
Yeah, well, just me personally, I actually took a trip to Toledo, Ohio. It's kind of like a middle ground for the rivalry. A lot of, like, households divided and that type of thing. I was able to talk to some residents there with kind of some interesting backgrounds in terms of, you know, parents with kind of rivalrous contention there between Michigan and Ohio State allegiances and things like that. I found that a very interesting story for me personally, kind of to tell.
Max, as you were doing your research and putting together your articles, what was the one that meant the most to you?
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny he mentioned Toledo. We have a story kind of out of Toledo from one of our writers about Shea Patterson, who's originally from the area,
right?
And about sort of some tales from his boyhood football days, which I think is a fun one. But, you know, we have stories on all the coaches, all the players, breaking down the game, featurey type stories, columns. We got it all. So it'll all be in there.
Now, are the headlines going to be the same? Because I understand it. If this the way it's going to work, each paper has its own section. So on the print version, I can read the Lantern edition. And then if I turn over the paper, flip it 180 degrees, I'll get the Michigan Daily section, right? So are they both going to have the same headline, just in different colors?
Yeah, it'll say Rivalry Edition, you know, it'll be different colors. The Michigan side will be maize and blue. The Ohio State side will be scarlet and gray. And there'll be similar designs in terms of if you flip it over, it'll look familiar just with different colors.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking student journalism with Max Markovich, the co-managing sports editor at the Michigan Daily, and Griffin Strom. He's the sports editor for the Lantern at Ohio State, and they're putting forth a Rivalry Week joint publication that will be available to you. Now, Max, what did you and the rest of the Daily staff learn through this collaboration? What did you learn about working with another institution?
Yeah, I think it's always interesting to learn how different student publications and student newspapers, especially one the caliber of the Lantern, do things. We always kind of have to meet in the middle. I mean, our page sizes are different, for example, so we have to sort of adapt to their page size. Our designers work together in terms of how do they all kind of want to come together and design something that they both love. But I think it's been, as Griffin said, sort of a labor of love for us, too, and to create something, a print product, in this kind of day and age that we're really proud of and that we can look back on, you know, 6 months, a year, 5 years later as something we were really proud of.
Was it just as valuable for the staff at the Lantern, Griffin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's been a very unique opportunity to kind of do something that honestly, the idea makes a lot of sense for this rivalry, you know, and to be a part of the first edition of this, and who knows if it's going to continue in the future. But to be a part of the first group that that collaborates with the Michigan Daily and does this is definitely a very unique experience. And I know I'm going to be holding on to quite a few copies of that.
Speaking of which, I love that this Join Issue has been turned into a competition, just adding a little more to the rivalry. Everyone who donates $25 or more to either the Lantern or the Michigan Daily will get a copy of this newspaper. Each school has set a goal of raising $10,000 for the effort. And I don't know what's going on down in Columbus, Griffin, but when I last checked, the Daily was already over goal and the Lantern a little bit behind. Are you going to catch up before game day?
Hopefully. I know we've been in talks to interview Gene Smith on camera, the athletic director for Ohio State, to kind of hopefully drum up some last minute support.
Yeah,
for,
that can't hurt.
The Lantern there. Yeah, yeah. So the jury's out on that one so far, but hopefully we'll get some more funds coming in there.
And in all reality, both papers win the more money that is raised. There's going to be 15,000 print editions available, 7,500 for each paper. Max, how is that money that's generated going to be used to promote and support student journalism?
Yeah, so it goes in broadly into a fund we call the Special Projects Fund. In sports, that sometimes goes toward things like travel, submitting Freedom of Information Act requests, equipment, things like that. I know for me personally, I covered the basketball team my sophomore year, and they made a very surprise run toward the Final Four. And so that didn't necessarily fit into our
budget.
Pretty tight budget, right? So we had to sort of dig into a separate budget and money we have left over. This would go sort of towards things like that.
And same at the Lantern, Griffin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, traveling for the football games and whatnot, we kind of have to, you know, keep an eye on that budget to make sure we're able to do things like that. And so the funds raised here would go towards making things like that a little bit easier, making sure that, you know, the student journalists can make a little bit of money doing this important work as well.
And it really is important. We are at a time when news media is under attack, where people are crying fake news everywhere. So having real journalists who are covering real stories and telling fact-based information is more important than ever. Is that the goal of each of these institutions?
I think that's hopefully our goal. I think our goal is always to just sort of help lift up the entire staff, especially from our end. We don't have a defined journalism program. So for us, the Daily is sort of our breeding ground in our classroom. And being able to, you know, have an institution and a framework that helps us learn, helps us grow, and also, you know, develop integrity, as you were saying, is very important. And I think that this is sort of, you know, one step along that path.
Well, once again, our conversation continues on 89.1 WEMU with Michigan Daily co-managing sports editor Max Markovich and Griffin Strom, the sports editor at Ohio State's student newspaper, The Lantern. Griffin, through this process of putting the paper together, what did you learn about this historic rivalry that you didn't already know?
I guess I just learned how kind of broad sweeping the rivalry is, like how much people really have invested in it over the years, and just, you know, how it kind of takes on a new meaning for every generation of new fans. Yeah, I think I've just learned a lot about the history that I might not have known all the details about prior.
And what about you, Max? You learned something new along the way?
Yeah, everyone on the Michigan side is talking about the 1969 game.
That was 50 years ago this year.
50 years ago this year, which I think is an interesting parallel. I think those on the Michigan side would like to draw it as a parallel and maybe replicate the same result. But
yeah, that was considered the upset of the century.
It was. So, you know, this game would obviously follow a similar upset. But yeah, I think I also learned broadly about how important this rivalry has been and the waves in which it's gone in. And obviously, right now it's in a certain wave, which is not quite as good for Michigan fans. But it's always sort of,
well, those in Columbus survived the John Cooper years, so you know it comes and it goes, right?
Right, exactly.
Let's talk a little football here in 2019. As you just mentioned, Max, we are marking the 50th anniversary of Michigan's historic upset of Ohio State's team of the century. The Buckeyes hadn't been beaten in two seasons, came to Ann Arbor in 1969 to take on a Michigan team with two losses, much like this year. Well, Coach Bo Schembechler has told his team, those who stay will be champions, and his Wolverines sent Woody Hayes and the Buckeyes back to Columbus with a 24-12 loss. Max, there are some startling parallels, as you've noted. Has there been a whole bunch of talk on campus and in the locker room around the Michigan program?
There has. I think if you'd asked people, players, maybe not players, but fans, observers about a month ago, especially 2 months ago, they would have said there was no shot at this game.
All of a sudden there's a shot.
All of a sudden there's a shot. And the way you talk about the 1969 game, they also lost a couple games early, looked shaky, and turned it on. There was one game that was a turning point. This team, they turned to the Penn State game as that turning point. And they're playing maybe as well as they have in the last 3 years right
exactly.
now.
Exactly, exactly.
And so this Ohio State team is historically good. But I think that the way Michigan's playing gives fans a little bit of a glimmer of hope.
Griffin, the Buckeyes are confident, playing well, and most of the players and no one on that team has ever experienced a loss to Michigan. Does this year's team value the rivalry as much as perhaps some of the past teams, given recent record?
Yes, I would say so. Urban Meyer, you know, really made sure that the culture of his teams for the last 7 years was, you know, very based in making sure that rivalry was really worked and valued the way it should be and kind of honored. In ways that maybe it hasn't been in the past with, you know, coaches like John Cooper and things like that. And Ryan Day, you know, has really taken that mantle and just ensured that the team, you know, they have drills in practice called the Team of North Jill. They have all types of stuff up in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, you know, countdown clocks, you know, nobody says Michigan over on that team.
No, they don't.
I think they know.
So is Michigan going to adopt that and refer to them the team down south at some point, Max?
Maybe if they win one, they can have that on.
Well, what's it going to take for Michigan to win on Saturday, Max?
Yeah, I think it starts with the quarterback who Shea Patterson, who's playing his best football since he's got to Michigan. There are no illusions on the Michigan side that they can win this game in sort of a slugfest defensive battle. They're going to have to keep pace offensively because Ohio State has the best offense in the country. And Shea Patterson's coming off two consecutive 350-plus yard games, four-plus touchdowns. He's the first quarterback in Michigan history to have two straight games with four-plus touchdowns. And so it starts with him. I also think, and I wrote about this a little bit today, that they have to play mistake-free. I mean, they can't lose a turnover battle. They can't lose a penalty battle. They can't make any dumb errors. They can't, you know, muff a punt, anything like that. They really do have to play a perfect game against this Buckeyes team.
Turnovers were a problem for Ohio State against Penn State this past Saturday. Griffin, what are the keys to an Ohio State win in Ann Arbor?
Yeah, I think we've seen, you know, early in the season we thought Ohio State might be invincible a little bit. But we found out in recent weeks that the pass protection for Ohio State might be a bit of a weak point. Opposing pass rushers have been able to kind of get to Justin Fields a little bit. You saw at the end of the Penn State game, he kind of got a little bit banged up. He stayed on the field for a couple of minutes. You could really hear a pin drop in the crowd. And who knows if there's any lingering effects there. I think Ryan Day said that Justin Fields was fine. But if Michigan can get after Justin Fields and force some kind of quick decisions from him, that could be something that that stops the Ohio State momentum a little bit.
Okay, it's prediction time. Griffin, what's the final score going to be Saturday about 3:30 in the afternoon?
I'll say Ohio State 31, Michigan 20.
All right, that's going to be a popular opinion here and around Ann Arbor. Max, again, we'll have our answers about 3:30 Saturday afternoon. What do you see on the scoreboard?
I'm afraid the people of Ann Arbor aren't going to like me much more, but I've settled on 38-20. Ohio State.
All right. Well, that's certainly a bigger margin than I would have predicted. 9-point is the Las Vegas spread, right?
Right. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I guess we're all going to find out together on Saturday afternoon. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I'm wishing you both the greatest of success with both your individual careers, but with this historic joint publication, we hope it accomplishes the goal of raising awareness about the importance of student journalism. We hope it raises a lot of money for each of the papers so your investment in journalism continues to grow. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and again, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, David.
That is Max Markovich, co-managing sports editor at the Michigan Daily, and Griffin Strom, who is sports editor for the Lantern at Ohio State. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.